For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
With Lance Leipold. Presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners. Ad Pro Sports. ComDoc. WIVB Channel 4. And WNLO Channel 23. Nike. Pepsi. By Town BMW. And by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the season debut edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck. We are inside the team room here at UB Stadium. Training camp practice ending a little while ago as the Bulls are already full into training camp mode, gearing up for the season opener on September 1st. We'll talk with head coach Lance Leipold, quarterback Tyree Jackson, offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki, but right now we get it started off with the man who starts every play off. Nothing can happen until James O'Hagan decides it is ready to happen. He is the Bulls senior center from Seaford, New York, and starter of 36 consecutive games coming into this year. Yes, you're knocking on wood for those on the radio. But, hey, congratulations on what's been a great career for you. And I know what is shaping up as the potential to be an amazing season. The expectations are off the chart. Are they that way for you too?
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely have high expectations coming into the season, but I think the thing that we got to do the most is just worry about the next practice and worry about the next meeting and start really locking in on what we got to do now, and the expectations will take care of themselves.
This is such a different training camp and a mood around this team than it was a year ago. You guys knew you were going to be pretty good a year ago, but you're coming off a tough season. There were a lot more questions. So can you reflect back on where you were a year ago and then the season that it led into and where you are now and the season that it might be leading into?
Looking back last year, not a lot of people believed in us, obviously, after a poor season my sophomore year. And looking back on it, I mean, it's definitely different now because now you got a lot of hype. You got a lot of preseason watch lists with Hodge, AJ, Tyree, all those guys.
Yourself included on the Remington Award watch list, which is an award given to the nation's top center. Don't sell yourself short there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's a lot more hype around this team. I think you see it outside when you go to practice. I mean, There's a different vibe a little bit. Like we know what we can do this year. I mean, last year it's kind of like always like up in the air after a bad season. You don't really know what you're capable of. Then you go out and then you do it. And then the next year you're like, okay, this is this year could be something special.
It's an interesting dynamic that a lot of football teams go through as you kind of learn how to win and things start to work well. You have to flip that switch from all of a sudden nobody really knows much about us to now everybody feels like they know everything about us and everybody's telling us how good we're going to be. As one of the leaders on this team, is that something that you've had to address with the guys to say, hey, wait a minute, we still have to prove it out there between the lines?
That's definitely been addressed for sure in meetings and whatever, and not reading your press clippings. I mean, stuff like that's important, that you don't get ahead of yourself either. You're only as good as your last game or how you played last season. So this is a brand new year. Everyone's coming out, going to be coming for us. So I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see how this team can handle success. This team is ready right now to really make a change and really continue a winning streak, not just do it one week at a time.
Yeah, with Bulls senior center James O'Hagan here as we get you off and rolling on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. I'm supposed to now ask you about your tattoo. We already have established in the past, as you've been a guest on the show, your affinity for superheroes, particularly Captain America. And for those on Facebook Live can now see that is about as American a tattoo as you could have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I got this when I was, I think I was going to my redshirt freshman year. Just figured I want something on me that's never gonna change, and I love this country, and Captain America is just kind of a product of that. There's nothing better than the US of A.
Your affinity for Captain America on display during the summer when you guys all dressed up in superhero garb for one of the summer workouts, right? So it's pretty clear that he's on the top of your superhero list. But I know there are others on that list, aren't there?
Yeah, there are definitely others, but at the end of the day, Captain America's my guy. Got to ride with him. Got a huge fat head in my room of Captain America. I think I have something 17 Captain America shirts.
Nice.
I've been accumulating them from since I've been maybe a sophomore in high school. My dad every year for Christmas will get me something Captain America. Got a new favorite one actually. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Back to football now, because we'll get back to some of the other. You are one of the more interesting personalities on this team. Is that an offensive line thing? Is that a center thing?
Yeah. I mean, I guess having an interesting personality at a line, you kind of gotta have an interesting personality because you guys don't really we don't get like as much attention as a receiver. So I guess you kind of gotta bring it out in other ways. So I mean, I'm kind of an odd bird.
All right, well, on that, Ryan, we're going to save football talk for the next segment. As James has already established, he's a little bit of an odd bird. Again, we have talked about this before, but it bears repeating. Have you continued to master the art of avoiding the brain freeze by eating lots of ice cream?
You don't have to master it when it's God-given, baby.
All right, then have you discovered any new ice cream flavors? Have we added anything to the repertoire here at all?
I'm pretty plain with my ice cream flavors. I mean, I usually go with what I know best: cookie dough ice cream, vanilla ice cream. I've been not eating as much ice cream, but I have definitely been intaking more like shakes and stuff this season.
Right. Okay. Because you're in training now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you have to stay in peak physical condition. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here on the UB Football Insider Show. We're going to come back and talk a little more football with James, because again, he's the guy that gets it all started on a veteran group of offensive players that bring almost all of them back from a year ago. And we'll let him talk a little bit about the guy that he works the most with. That's quarterback Tyree Jackson. Much more to come as we are off and rolling on the season debut of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor, with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Insider Radio Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Public Grill. We're coming to you live from the team room here inside of UB Stadium. And why not spend some time with your friends and family at UB Stadium this fall? The UB football team opens up its season on Saturday, September 1st against Delaware State. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. Season tickets are still available. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com. We continue to be joined by Bulls senior center James O'Hagan, part of a veteran offensive line and a veteran offensive group as a whole. You bring back 99% of your rushing yards from a year ago and 75% of your receiving yards, along with two other starters on your offensive line. So when you have all that coming back, what's the next step for this offense?
I think the next step for sure is just, you mentioned Evan and Tomas, obviously. They're coming back, and I've played a lot of football with both of them. But I think that the next step for us is getting our left guard, Paul Nas, where they played with Brandon Montesalvis for three straight years.
Right.
So building a chemistry with Paul has been a big part of my summer, and that's probably been the biggest thing that I've had to adjust to is playing with a new guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then also getting Coyote Awashika up to speed.
Right, he's the front runner at right tackle right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, even though he has played a lot of football too last year, I'm pretty sure he started Minnesota.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's definitely the next thing is making sure that the guys who haven't played, they still get up to speed and they can compete and produce like the rest of us on the offensive.
I know it was all part of the plan to play a lot of those guys in spurts during last season. So a guy like Paul Nosworthy has played a lot of football, even if he hasn't started a lot. So what is it that you have to do to make sure that he knows what you're doing and you know what he's doing?
I think it's just hanging out with him, building a chemistry with him, getting to know him on a personal level. I think Paul has come a long way from where he started even last year. I mean, in camp, I've had a really good opportunity to get a lot of reps with him. He's repping with the ones consistently. So I think that's definitely been the biggest thing is trying to build that bond with him. Because at the end of the day, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So
it just in general, all the offensive guys that are coming back and the kind of production that you guys put up, particularly towards the end of last season, what's the challenge in keeping that rolling right into the start of this season?
I don't know if it's a challenge. I think that individually you have to challenge yourself to push a little harder, and you really got to lock into the film room and you got to really know what you're doing. You can't there's no breaks. I mean, you got to be, it's an all the time thing. You got to be ready to go. And if you want to keep that rolling, you got to keep the mentality of being a pro and getting your work done.
Right. Well, and a lot of that also comes with the guy who has just sat down next to you. You're never separated by more than 2 or 3 feet with Tyree Jackson, are you? Tyree Jackson, Bulls quarterback, joins us as well too. Before Tyree, we get to you, I want you to tell me what Bulls fans need to know about what you have seen in the improvement from this guy? And you don't always see it because he's behind you, but you know what I mean.
No, absolutely. His leadership, I think, has been the biggest thing that has improved since he's been a redshirt freshman a couple years ago. I mean, playing with Tyree now, it's like playing with a whole new guy because he knows exactly where everybody's got to be. He pushes people. He pushes me. I mean, if I'm not doing my job and stuff like that, he'll give me a little kick in the butt and tell me to get going. But, yeah, I think leadership-wise is the biggest thing because obviously I don't know much about playing quarterback, but I definitely know for sure that his presence on this team is respected.
Tyree, what does that mean to you to hear him say that? You know, I think those of us know how much James is a guy that a lot of people look up to on this team. For him to say those things about you, what does that mean to you?
Oh, yeah, you know, Jimmy's a vet on this team. You know, everyone really looks up to him. All the receivers, all the quarterbacks, all the running backs, you know, all the skill guys really look up to him as a leader, and he kind of gets us going. You know, he's real fiery, and he's a guy that you love to have in the huddle, and he's just a veteran guy that's been around a lot.
What did you see from Tyree when he came back from that injury last year and the way he took his game to a different level and thus led you guys to different levels in what you were to do offensively?
Man, he just slung it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he definitely – I think the thing that big thing with him is his pocket presence is really, really good now. I mean, he stayed in, and in the past, he had run a little bit, right? But last year, I think towards the end of the year, after coming off that injury, he really did a good job of staying in there and delivering on-target throws all the time, which is awesome. And we got great weapons, too. So.
Right. We're talking with Bulls center James O'Hagan, Bulls quarterback Tyree Jackson. I'm going to ask this question to each of you. You get to go first here. What's he like in the huddle?
He's definitely he's a commanding guy in the huddle. I feel like he's
Tyree is laughing, by the way.
He makes sure everyone gets locked in and stuff like that, but yeah. I guess I say that. I mean,
right. Should I be surprised, Tyree, that knowing the personality that James is, that you would be the commander in the huddle, or to see every once in a while chime in?
Oh yeah, Jimmy definitely I would say he has great command in the huddle, you know. When guys are talking and I'm kind of getting the play, I'll kind of hear him behind me telling everyone to lock in and listen and get ready. You know, just having him in the huddle, you know, guys just respect him so much. So whatever he says, everyone's listening. So it's just real nice.
You know, Tyree has gotten, deservedly so, a lot of attention this offseason. A lot of people are throwing his name around for a lot of things. Is it part of your job to make sure that he stays grounded?
No, not really. I mean, Tyree's a pretty grounded guy. I mean, I don't think you'll meet a more humble kid, for sure. I mean, he's obviously a physical freak and he can do anything, but... I don't think I need to keep him grounded because he's a really hard worker and he gets after it. So,
do you appreciate that, Tyree? That, you know, whether he does or whether he doesn't, or even if it's a little jab here and there. I mean, there's just a bond, I think, between a center and a quarterback that most of us can't really understand.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, I've been playing this guy for 3 years now, so it's just, I mean, I kind of know what he's thinking a lot of the time, and we can kind of just look at each other and kind of know what each other's thinking, and then. If either of us mess up, you know, we hold each other accountable, but sometimes we just don't even have to say and we'll just be able to correct it ourselves because we know.
That probably is the ultimate tribute, is that sometimes you guys don't even have to say stuff to each other.
Yeah, there's sometimes that he'll just give me a look. He'll look at me like that. Like he'll just look at me with like a little like stink eye and I'll be like, yeah, you're right. I messed up.
All right, so if he's the ultimate Captain America, who's the equivalent superhero for Tyree?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Slender Man.
the Elastic Man, right?
I guess so. Right? I mean, at the end of the – I don't know. Maybe Superman, just because he can do everything. He can run.
All right,
he can throw.
There you go. I like that. Are you okay with the Captain America thing, Tyree? Is that, you know, I mean, is that that's who he is?
Yeah, like, I posted it on Snapchat before lifts, and, like, guys back home calling me, like, who's Captain America in all these videos? Like, they love it. Everyone loves it. You know, it's funny. He's been doing it forever, but I think people are starting to see it because we're posting more stuff on social media and stuff, so it's funny, though.
I asked this question to James, and I'll ask it to you now, Tyree. You know, just to you guys as a unit, you know, 8 starters returning on the offense, almost all of the production from last year. How much comfort level is there for you guys as an offense as a whole when you roll out for these training camp practices and obviously for the start of the season on the 1st?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's nice when you have a lot of guys come back and they know what to do and you're going about it and they know how we practice and how up-tempo it is. But also the great part about that is, you know, we got to hold each other accountable. We have eight guys returning, but that doesn't guarantee any wins. And I think the guys in the huddle know that, and we just push each other each day to get better.
All right, go eat some ice cream, will you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we're going to let James go. We thanked for a couple of segments with James O'Hagan. He is the guy for Bulls fans to watch right in the middle of the offensive line, number 77, nominated for the Remington Award on the watch list for the best center in the country. All-MAC last year, going to get first-team All-MAC this year, and the guy who makes it all go up front. James, always good to catch up with you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Tyree's going to stick around. We're going to do another segment with Tyree, talk a little more about the passing offense, Anthony Johnson, his weapons, and what the Bulls offense can do in 2018. Stick around, another segment to come of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as... They are also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... And they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... New Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure. There's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We'll hear from Coach in a couple of moments. We're going to continue with Bulls quarterback Tyree Jackson here in just a second. But we want to let Bulls fans know that the Tailgate Concert Series is back for its sixth consecutive season, featuring Buffalo's own Keith James, as well as national recording acts Chase Bryant, Joe Nichols, and Night Ranger. Why not get the VIP Game Day Experience Pack for just $36 and receive a VIP credential, game ticket, hospitality tent, access next to the stage, concession voucher, and more. To order or for more information, call 1-877-UB-THERE. We're coming to you from the team room inside of UB Stadium following another training camp practice for the Bulls. Couple weeks in, Tyree, give me a sense of how training camp is going for you, how you're feeling about some of the goals that you wanted to accomplish through camp.
Oh, definitely. You know, one of the goals we had was getting the young receivers going and getting those guys learning the plays, and those guys are doing a great job. You know, Charlie Jones has really came into his own role and made a lot of plays this camp. And, you know, those other guys, George Rushing, he's a transfer. He's not a young player, but he's new to the offense, has also came along, and Rodney Scott, you know, all those guys. And it's just nice seeing the defense fly around, you know, see everyone clicking, and it's been a smooth camp so far.
You've got most – you're familiar, aside from the names that you mentioned, Anthony Johnson, KJ Osborne, Antonio Nunn, Tyler Mabry, those are all the guys you threw to last year. What's it mean to have that same core group again this year, and what are the things that you're working on with those guys to take the next step?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing having those guys come back. You know, they make my job a lot easier. They know how to run certain routes and against all the coverages and what I'm looking for, because we've played together, and it's just real nice having that chemistry. And then, you know, just being out there with them and them helping the guys below them, I think, is what people don't really see. They're helping the guys underneath them, helping them grow, and that's only going to give more depth to our team.
With Bulls quarterback Tyree Jackson, as we continue the UB Football Insider Radio Show, what's next for you? What do you want to do next? What are the next steps for your career? Is it a little bit of what we saw at the end of last year when you transformed your game a little bit? But tell me, what are the things that you want to do better this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the next step in my eyes is just, you know, practice tomorrow. That's how I look at it. You know, the next step is always the next day. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's more so about the team than me individually. I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask of me, and I'm going to do it to my best of ability. You know, I think that this team is very talented, and I think that the guys in the locker room know that. And, you know, I think that we're just going to continue to work hard and get ready for Delaware State.
Probably more than any other position, quarterback is a learning process, right? And I'm sure you'll tell me 2 years ago when you get thrown in there, your head was swimming, right? You were just probably existing on your physical skills. I would think as the season went on last year, you now started to understand not only what you want your offense to do, but what your defenses are doing to you. Is that where you're at now? Are you now sort of that mix of knowledge, understanding, and now using your physical skills to take advantage of it?
Yeah, definitely. I know back 2 years ago when I first played versus Albany and I got thrown in there, I thought I knew a lot, but looking back now, I didn't know anything. You know, I think that's just how football goes and your career grows. You know, right now I feel good about everything, and I really feel like Coach G's helped me a lot grow as a quarterback, you know, getting off things faster, making plays, and just getting the ball to the fast guys. You know, that's what football is. People make it a lot harder than what it really is. You know, you just got to get the ball to your playmakers, and they'll make you look good.
You've had an interesting summer. You had a few interesting trips this summer, and I know some people have heard a little bit about this, but I think it's, particularly at this level, it's not something that happens all the time. Let's start with the invitation to the Manning Passing Academy. What was that like for you to be amongst the best players, not only at the professional level in the Manning family, but pretty much every top quarterback in the country was a counselor like you were?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a blessing. It was something that I was very thankful for, and just being around the Mannings and getting to learn from them is something that you can't take for granted. And when I was there, I was just soaking everything up and really just listening to everything they were saying, and I got to build great relationships with quarterbacks like Jarrett Stidham at Auburn and Mackenzie Milton at UCF, who I still talk to all the time, you know. So it's just real nice getting those connections and just talking to those guys, because, you know, all of us have a lot in common and we all deal with the same kind of things, and it's just really, it's real nice.
Was there kind of an aha moment from either listening to the Mannings or even talking to some of your fellow college quarterbacks? Was there like a moment where like, oh, okay, I get that, or oh, I'm going to use that, or I see how that works for them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when you're on the field, you talk through certain drops and certain things they do. And, you know, talking to the Mannings, I think the big thing that I took away was just carrying yourself as a pro. You know, Coach Z does a great job. I can't say enough how good of a job he does with us. And just hearing the Mannings say the same stuff that he's telling us each day in our room, you know, and telling our young quarterbacks that, you know, Coach Z's not the only one saying it. Like, the Mannings are saying it. Coach Z knows what he's talking about. Like, just listen to him and everything will be good.
And then the next thing that you had a chance to do this summer was to go out to California and work out with Jordan Palmer, who's one of the premier kind of quarterback gurus in the country, the brother, of course, of Carson Palmer. And then you go out there and you do that, and you're hanging out with Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, and I think Stidham was out there with you as well, too. I mean, you know, again, these are next level, graduate level quarterback stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely it was awesome. You know, Sam was out there for a day with us, throwing with us, and that was just, it was really nice. You know, just watching him in preseason, when you throw with him in person, you understand why he's so successful. You know, He's very businesslike, but he's also a laid-back guy. And, you know, just learning from Jordan Palmer was awesome. You know, just going out there, he doesn't say he's a QB guru. He just says he's a mentor, and he's just there to help you through life. You know, if you need anything, you can talk to him, which is awesome. And he's really awesome. And just learning from him on the board and then on the field, you know, I think I'm going to continue to have a relationship with him for the rest of my life probably and just continue to use him as a mentor.
Yeah, that's great. We're with Tyree Jackson, Bulls quarterback, here on the UB Football Insider Show. So you've got a little relationship now with the guy down the street and Josh Allen as well too, right? I know he's busy, you're busy, but is that something that we're, you know, again, you got a guy that you can talk a different language that none of us can?
Yeah, the thing with Josh had actually left right before I came. So that's one thing that people didn't know. He left before I came and got to California, but Jordan is, you know, he's connected us and you know, I'm going to be able to reach out to him during the season and stuff like that. And it's awesome just watching him and him coming from Wyoming. That's a great story and something that, you know, I would love to do. I think that just he'll have a successful NFL career.
Yeah, a lot of similarities with both of you guys coming from this, you know, however people want to call it, the group of five or the whatever. There certainly are a lot of similarities. You have been getting a lot of attention this summer. We all know it. I know you know it. How much have you tried to block all that stuff out? All of the national attention. Just today, you were, another article comes out. You're one of the most intriguing players in college football this year at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have Twitter or social media like that, so I really don't see stuff like that. But, you know, our coaches do a great job. You know, every day, Coach C's on me, coaching me hard, and Coach Leifold's always on me, so
yes,
there's no way that any of that would ever be able to get to my head. And honestly, I don't think about stuff like that. That stuff doesn't really matter to me. It's more so about winning games and getting to the MAC championship, because that's our goal, and that's all I really care about.
You've got lots of nice weapons to pick from. You can throw to Anthony Johnson. You can throw to KJ Osborne. You got a whole bunch of other guys. How are you going to make those decisions on who gets the ball all the time?
I mean, whoever's open is going to get the ball. You know, those guys, I mean, the thing about it, those guys they're not prima donnas or anything like that. They don't care about their touches. They just care about winning games. So if KJ had 5 touchdowns and AJ had 0, I don't think he'd care, or vice versa. You know, those guys just want to win games.
Right. Now joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold after you tried to do your best there to intimidate your quarterback while he's focusing on this interview, Coach. He didn't wilt. That's
no,
good.
He
won't wilt under a pass rush, will he?
He didn't. That's one of the things we want to talk about, never flinching, and that he didn't. But he knows he got me this summer in time, so he knows that there's going to be many opportunities for me to get back. And as we know, he's going to be able to do a lot of interviews. So when he least expects it, I'll have a better one ready.
Okay, good to know. How important is it to you to find out that, you know, he has sort of shut off some of the social media? He's doing his best not to pay attention to everyone telling him how great he is.
Well, it's good. And I think that's one of the things that's always impressed me about Tyree. He's always been level-headed. And that's what you need out of your quarterback. And a team leader is, the highs can't be too high and the lows can't be low. You got to be steady each and every day, and you got to work to get better. And that's kind of been what we want to be in our program all the time. And I think he's really embraced that and understands that is the path to success. And whatever we can do to find the best way to win games and everyone be productive is the way we're going to go about it. And he's definitely doing that for us.
Tyree, you've been around this team all summer with the workouts. You've been here for a couple of weeks of preseason camp. Again, you know most of the guys from last year. You know, this offense really made a lot of strides last year. What's the next steps for this offense? What do you think that you and O'Hagan and all those other guys that we mentioned are going to be able to do offensively this year?
I think we have a chance to be very successful offensively, but that doesn't happen without getting better each day during camp. All that matters right now is our next practice and our next meeting, because, I mean, we got a lot of attention as offense, but we still have a lot we need to work on, you know, and we got the guys in the locker room who want to get better, and I think that's the most important thing, is having those guys that aren't satisfied with a preseason watch list awards or anything like that.
Hey, good stuff. Keep up the good work. It's always good to catch up with you. Tyree Jackson is the Bulls quarterback, and all of that goes on display with the season opener on September 1st here at UB Stadium against Delaware State. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach a little more about the overall team, how camp is gone, and what his thoughts are heading into the start of the season. Much more to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santor from Santor's Pizza Pub and Grill, and I'd like to introduce our own 1927 house brew, brewed by 12 Gates, try our exclusive Senex Street Amber Ale, or amazing Mean and Topper IPA. This house brew is named 1927 because it's the first year Santor's Pizza was sold in Western New York. We've also named the beers after the street locations of Santor's restaurants over the years. There's no better tradition in Western New York than a Santor's Pizza, and now pair that with a local house brew that has the same love and dedication that has been in our food for 91 years. Santor's Pizza Pub and Grill, always working to give our guests the very best.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. And starting on August 27th, we will record this show, UB Football Insider, at Santora's on Millersport Highway every Monday at noon. So make sure you come out, have a little lunch at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, hang out with Coach, talk a little UB Bulls football. That all starts on August 27th. But for this week's show and for next week's, we are at the team room inside of UB Stadium following UB's training camp practice. Well, one quick follow-up for you there, Lance. As it relates to Tyree, you know, those of us that have been around here have seen him as a redshirt freshman, seen him playing as a redshirt freshman 2 years ago. I think it's been obvious to all of us that he has sort of changed as a person. Confirm that for me and tell me how impressive that is for you. He's acting like a quarterback, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing that he's changed, but it's changes for the good, and just about, I think any young man that goes to college, you know, when they walk in and when they travel in our program, he traveled as a, you know, redshirting his first year, and watch him. And now you watch him physically change, mentally changes, different things come his way, success comes his way, and how he's been able to handle it, but yet go about his business each and every day. I think that's one of the joys of coaching.
You know, as it relates to Tyree, and he's not the only one, which again says an awful lot about where this program is at, you know, some of the stuff that's been written and said about him and Anthony and Khalil Daniel Hodge and some of the other guys, O'Hagan, has been uncharted territory a little bit for a program like this. So was there a point where you had to figure out how to make sure those guys stay grounded, or was that, were you not worried about them staying grounded?
Well, you know, they've been writing stuff about those guys. I wasn't
aware. Just a little bit.
You know, that's the thing. You know, we don't spend a lot of time talking about it. I think the young man that you're mentioning, and with our in our program, we're very proud of the young man we have in our program and the way they go about it each and every day. And you know, there's a lot of outside distractions, and that can be part of it. But I think the thing they do understand that they talk about is, what's the past is the past, whether good or bad. We have to keep moving. That's the world we live in. That's the sport we play in. And we've got to be able to turn the page and get on to the next thing. And for them to be able to achieve things they want to achieve individually and as a team, we have to continue to work hard. And it's working hard through the summer. It's working hard here in camp, and then get ready to play that first ball game.
As you've reflected on what happened last year, and I asked this question to James O'Hagan, a year ago you were in training camp coming off a 2-10 season, knowing you had a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but nobody else really knew it. And then it happens during the course of the season, and now you're in the mode where everybody knows how good you're going to be. What can you tell me about what happened last year for a team to take the kind of jump that it did, to go from 2-10 and struggling to 6-6 and never losing a game by more than 10 points, and winning your last three and establishing this program at another level?
Well, I think it's a few things, Paul, but when you still go back to the core of the football team and who these young men are, about working hard and seeing some of the things that they've gone through while they've been here. Some things that stick out in my mind is the Minnesota game, the Army game, the locker room afterwards, the utter disappointment of understanding that those were winnable ball games to them. It wasn't, you know, Army's a little bit different. The league got away from us, but the Minnesota game was not a, hey, we played them close, hey, that's great. When we went through the injuries and we lost the game, all those, you know, the games in a row, and we lost at Akron, and it was our first real break of the year. We gave them a couple days off. Coaches went recruiting. We came back. Our first practice was probably one of our best practices of the year. The way they went about practice showed the character of what these young men were about, that really kind of think, hopefully, has got us, you know, going around that corner as a program, and hopefully we can take that and can, you know, as we build on it in the offseason and take it into September.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here, this is the UB Football Insider Show. You have a unique perspective from your previous coaching experience, where the challenge was keeping a good team and getting them better and making sure that they didn't get distracted by everybody coming at them. This is now your first challenge like that here. How much have you thought about it? How much have you worked at it?
It's what you're doing today to get better than you were yesterday. And that's been the approach. And I think our guys have understood that, good or bad, we have to get better. You can't spend a lot of time reading about yourself, okay? Somebody's working, okay? Somebody's trying to get better. When you're in the thick of it in this sport at any level, you have to keep going. There's a routine to be done. There's something there. And, again, to push our guys each and every day. Tyree alluded to it a little bit. We have a lot to work on in camp. We have a lot. And once we get some of the guys we've been talking about on ready to go, we got to continue to build depth in our program. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep doing that. So there's a lot to be done, and our upperclassmen are showing the way.
All right, so you're a couple weeks into training camp now. So give me a sense of how this camp has gone. I think you almost, even those of us to come watch practices, feel a different vibe here. It's it's less teaching and instructing and more refining, and there just seems to be if there's a definable way to say that you can sense confidence from watching a team on a practice field, there's a feeling of that. Is that where you're at with this camp so far?
I think so. I think it's been a very good camp to point. You know, you have your bumps and bruises and things. I think we've stayed to this point as, you know, pretty healthy. But like you said, I think what you're saying there is, we watch through, guys know the routines. We've been able to refine it, reduce some things out on the field. Our schedule, we've continued to refine our schedule to be, I guess what I'd like to say, a very player-friendly staff. I think a player-friendly schedule, and for our staff. I think the thing about it, you know, a lot of times for coaches and players, it's a long grinding camp. It's still long, but I think by how we've changed our schedule here the last year and a half and just some slight modifications has helped keep us fresh mentally. I think we've been able to reduce some things on the field based on the amount of players that have been through this. But so far, so good.
What do you see as the strengths of this team? What do you see as things that you need to get better at going into this season?
Well, I think when you look at strengths, obviously the experience on offense, the ability now, it's kind of changed in about a year's time about us having the type of skill players that people talk about within the league and outside of that even a little bit. That was never the conversation when we arrived, per se, that we would be in those type of conversations. I think you look at the a little bit, you know, on defense with a Khalil Hodge, a Cam Lewis, a Chuck Harris. I think you've got a player at each level that can be a highly productive player. I still think when you look at it, there's still some depth things, whether it be in the secondary, the defensive line. Depth in the offensive line is something that we have to continue to look at. And probably the biggest one that I say for last is we have to take a step now in our special teams. We have to be better in special teams. We've made some adjustments in how we go about it. Rock Bell and Tony has kind of taken over coordinating some of that and given us, we've modified and changed some of the ways we go about practicing it. I think it's going to pay off for us, but that's the next level of things that we've got to find a way to win some football games with.
Yeah, we're now joined by Bulls offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki, and this is probably a question that works for both of you guys, and you gave me the opening here with a mention of special teams. Pretty dramatic change in special teams in the rules this year. How much have you thought about this new ability to fair catch inside the 25 on a kickoff return and have the ball come out to the 25? How much, Andy, is that something where you're saying I'm okay with starting my drives there? And Lance, how much is that something you're working with the guys on? Andy, go ahead first.
Well, I think one of the things that happens when there's a touchback or whatever, that you get to try to choose the hash a little bit, and sometimes is an advantage for the offense to be able to do that because the ball's not in the very middle of the field very often, so defenses don't practice against that very much, and so you can spot the ball there if you choose to. I think all of us in the whole coaching profession are kind of intrigued to see how everyone's going to handle it on a weekly basis. And we've talked about everything from, being prepared for more exotic kicks to, fair catch and everything, just take them 25 and let's play football.
And just to kind of go off for Andy's comments, I think that's going to be, it's still going to be a game-to-game matchup. It's going to be some of what the kickers are, is the kicker good enough just to knock it out of the end zone still? If not, the ball placement and these rules, I guess we should say for our listeners is for safety reasons, and for the safety of the game as we continue to try to look at things. But, the other thing is, we're anticipating more squib kicks, mm-hmm. okay, which, as we know, a ball can bounce a lot of different directions and stuff like that. So, again, being prepared for any and all scenarios is going to be very important. And as we kind of see how it plays out, and we have some different ideas and that we're working on that we're going to be ready to implement.
Yeah, both of you guys have put a lot of time in this sport to have things thrown at you rather dramatically yeah. is a little interesting and a little different. So, Lance, thanks for the time. As always, we'll catch up with you again next week. Get a little deeper into some of the new players and things like that. And we're going to talk with Andy a little more about some of the guys on offense when we come back. It's the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, brought to you by Learfield.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
The Learfield Directors Cup.
the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're going to continue our conversation with Bulls offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki in just a moment. But we want to remind you, why not spend some more time with Andy, Tyree, James O'Hagan, rest of the guys. Friends and family here at UB Stadium this fall is going to be a lot of fun. The UB football team opens its season on Saturday, September 1st against Delaware State. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. Season tickets are still available. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com. And when those fans, Andy, come out here, I think the expectations, not just for you, but for a lot of us, are going to see balls flying through the air and guys scoring lots of touchdowns. You made such good strides last year, setting a school record in total yardage last year. What's the next step for this offense in 2018?
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about this fall with our guys is to make sure that we really, you know, increase our productivity in certain situations. The red zone, okay, critical third downs and fourth downs is that we want to be, you know, a strength for our team. We talk about the strength of the unit all the time in our program and in our side of the ball to make sure that when we have an opportunity to be on the field that we're maximizing all those opportunities. So if we got 3rd and 10, we need to convert. We got a 4th and goal from the 2. We got to score a touchdown there. That's been an emphasis for us this fall camp, you know, to make sure that we're doing a good job in those situations and that guys are making good decisions and we understand the importance of being able to do those sort of things.
You've got so many guys coming back. I rattled off these stats earlier in the show. 99% of your rushing yards from a year ago, 75% percent of your receiving yards from a year ago, and a quarterback who obviously is one of the top QBs, not only in the MAC, but arguably in the nation. So how, as an offensive coordinator, what more do you try to do knowing that you've got guys that you know what they can do and they know what to expect out of you?
Well, you know, we want to give the appearance that we do a lot of things, but we really don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about, you know, maybe the concepts that you do, and to be able to window dress certain things requires some choreography, much like dancing to some degree, and being able to have older guys who can do that sort of stuff really makes it a lot easier to be able to move around and do some different things procedurally that really give the offense the upper hand, you know, in terms of adding stress to the defensive players and the defensive coaches. So that is what you do when you get to the 400 level of football, and we're kind of at that point with a lot of our guys now. And I don't know, Coach probably talked about it, but you know, certainly you have, you know, the guys that everyone knows about, but our team is going to be, you know, we're going to need people who are, you don't know about yet, that are going to have to show up and perform on game day. So we have to balance doing a bunch of things that are 400 level football and still getting the 100, 200 level, 300 players to be able to do those sort of things.
I want you to talk about a couple of those players, but I want to ask you one other quick question first. With Bulls offensive coordinator Andy Kotelnicki, one of the things that those of us on the outside look at this season and go, boy, Anthony Johnson is no longer a secret, nor should he be after a 76-catch year that led the MAC. So defenses are going to spend a lot of time preparing for him. The assumption is he's going to get a lot of double teams. How do you, as an offensive coordinator, get involved in that chess match of figuring out how to get Anthony the same amount of catches, if not more, the same results, when this time everybody's defense is going to be towards 83?
Well, first I would say this. It should be no surprise at the end of last year, the last three games, you know, that he was good. You know, that shouldn't have been a surprise to people. But for some reason, you still find ways that people are going to, you know, be in one-on-one matchups against him. And really what we do is we got to, you know, we move him around. It's kind of what we talked about with those procedural things. That is our upper hand on offense, is because we can do so many things before a ball is snapped. Maybe it's playing fast. Maybe it's, you know, moving around and shifting. Maybe it's, you know, having some sort of option kind of play that adds stress to the defense. But a lot of what we do to help AJ get open will be, you know, adding stress to AJ. And he does such a good job of being able to handle that. Tyree, as a quarterback, does such a fantastic job of, you know, orchestrating those sort of things, because that's what it is. I mean, he's got to be out there and making sure that, you know, he's the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak. He's got to make sure that all those guys are lined up correctly and can move around, because the last thing you want to do is just put him at this, you know, the single receiver to the one side of the field, and, you know, and that's really easy for defenses to kind of figure out how to defend that.
Right. All right. And give us a little update on some of those newer guys. You know, I mean, we know Emmanuel Reed. We know Osborne and Mabry and Anthony Johnson. Who are some other guys on offense that people?
Well, you know, when you go in there, you know, Antonio Nunn played last year, had some catches. You know what I mean?
Big catches.
Yep, absolutely. So he's stepped into a role where he's playing significant snaps through fall camp. You know, the other receivers that you're going to see rotating in back there, a guy by the name of Charlie Jones, Isaiah King, George Rushing are the first three that pop into mind. That you have a young, you know, some of those guys that are newer, that are younger, that are developing along. George is new to our program from Wisconsin as a graduate transfer. I think maybe coaches, that's probably come up at some point.
It has,
in the discussion. You got this competition in the backfield. You know, you have Emmanuel, as we talked about. You know, and then you have Jonathan Hawkins, who prior to the last fall, had the most carries coming in, and he got injured, and now, you know, so Emmanuel's back, John's back with experience, and you got Theo Anderson, who played last year with experience. You got two new young backs, and Kevin Marks and Jared Patterson, who had great springs and are having good camps. You know, those are all guys that are coming along. In the tight end position, you know, you got Tyler, of course, who is doing a fantastic job, and Zach LaFave, who played some last year, is now coming in and playing a lot more. Julian Barras is their name, and Jake Mullins.
More weapons for you to work with.
Yeah, it's
more
fun.
Weapons.
You know, I mean, they really do, and it's a credit to those guys, because we sit as an offensive staff, we sit in there and we just, you know, where do we want to move the puzzle pieces this week?
Good
it's
stuff.
A lot of fun.
Andy, thank you for the time. Thanks for a couple
of
minutes.
Paul.
Keep up the good work here. Andy Kotelnicki, Bulls offensive coordinator, going to have a lot of fun this season when it starts on September 1st. One more segment to go. Stick around. We're back to wrap up UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it, wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals, he realized he was never much good at throwing, or running, or catching, or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
Welcome back to the final segment of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. My name is Paul Peck, now joined by John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office. We always get the interesting perspective on you from you, John, on what's going on with this program. It has been a summer unlike any other as it relates to sort of anticipation and hype for this football. I don't know. You tell me if I'm wrong. Has there, in your experience here, and you've been here a long time, has there ever been a summer buildup like there is this year?
Never. You know, we've had, especially from the watch list department, you know, we have 9 different players on 6 different watch lists, most we've ever had as a program, right? Even in 2013 when Khalil Mack and Brandon Oliver were here, you know, we didn't have that many, you know. And the fact that it's 6 different players, that's what's making it so interesting, right? I mean, everybody knows about Tyree and Anthony Johnson, Khalil Hodge, but it's great to see guys like Emmanuel Reed and Tyler Mabry, James O'Hagan, guys like that that are getting, you know, that they're getting their props as well. So that's what's really making it exciting about this season. We have just so many different weapons all over the field.
Yeah, and even on a national level, just as we record, you know, today, Pat Forty, who's a very prominent college football writer, puts Tyree Jackson on his list of most intriguing quarterbacks he wants to see in college football this season. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff.
It really is. I mean, the fact that, I mean, in even going back further, you know, Tyree Jackson is on the Davey O'Brien watch list. We've never had a quarterback in school history on there. And think about the quarterbacks to come through here, Drew Willey, Joe Licata. We've had some good quarterbacks come through here, but Tyree is really the guy that's turning heads and really bringing a lot of exposure to our program.
Yeah, and it's all because the Bulls are going to do a lot of good things this year, and there's going to be a lot of fun to watch. John, you'll stay on top of it. We'll check in with you every week then.
Sounds great, Paul.
John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office, we thank you for joining us for the season debut edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We will be starting on August 27th, live every noon, recording the show at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway with Coach Leipold and special guests. Make sure you join us there. We're back next Monday to get you continued through training camp with more previews of what should be an amazing bowl season that starts on September 1st. My name is Paul Peck. We'll talk to you next week.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, New Era Cap, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network. You're listening to the official voice of the UB Bulls, 50,000-watt ESPN 1520, WWKB, Buffalo.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign.
Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.